This is a very personal story to me, and it connects me with the BBRF, and I think will underscore why I am so grateful to the BBRF, because without them, I truly would not be here today. Many years ago, probably about 12 or 13 years ago, I was on a ship as an immigrant to this country. It was actually the Queen Mary II. It wasn't a sort of boat in the middle of the water. It was a way of introducing me to this lovely country, and I remember coming up to New York, and the harbour is very impressive. During the voyage, I looked at my emails. I wasn't supposed to, but I did, because it cost a lot of money. But I remember an email, and it was from the then NARSAD, BBRF, telling me, "Congratulations, you have won an Independent Investigator Award." And that was my introduction to this country. Now, that award was in bipolar disorder neuroimaging research, and it was so instrumentally important to me, because not only was it a wonderful welcome to this country, but it told me that I was already valued as a member of the scientific community by this wonderful organization. And it set up my research in this country. You can imagine I was terrified. I was a new person. I didn't even speak the language properly. And yet there was this wonderful scientific foundation that was already welcoming me into the scientific community, even before I got off the boat. So for that, I am truly grateful to the foundation. I think it underscores how beautifully international the BBRF is. It is not an elite society. It does not just fund one group of people. It funds everyone, regardless of background, regardless of origin. It's very egalitarian. So I got off the boat, and I moved from New York to Pittsburgh. And during the last 12, 13 years, the BBRF has always been there. Not only did it fund me and set off my research in bipolar disorder, and it set the foundation for what I'm doing and what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, but it has also funded 7 to 8 and even more of my mentees in the last decade. And each one of those mentees, their career would not be possible without the BBRF money, without the funding. Each one of those has now gone on to their independent career. Some of them are working with me, and I hope they will continue to work with me in Pittsburgh. And they are all from, it's amazing how they're all from different backgrounds. So again, I really want to emphasize how important the BBRF is, not in just establishing my career, but in the career of the junior scientists coming forward, particularly in my lab, and I also see this in other colleagues' labs, as Hillary was saying.